And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on, we will have as a special guest Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher, on the Carrie Edwards bumper stickers that people still see around. We have with us Mr. Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin's a businessman from Orange County, talking with us about, you had mentioned one of the Disney rides. You took the family to Disneyland for the first time.
Yes, this is for the first time this past weekend. Yeah.
And this was in Anaheim.
Yes.
You went on the Jungle Cruise.
The first thing I want to say, Mr. Henry, is that Disneyland is a place that has been sensitive to the comments of other people. You know, the women who had been...
You mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, women who had been upset with these pirates, they changed the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, but I think the same courtesy should be extended to immigrant people who are Arab with regard to this ride that we saw on this jungle ride, you know.
You went to Disneyland just to be with the family.
Yes, my son said that he wanted to go to Disneyland. I'm not... the particular fan of this kind of thing, but we said we'll take him, you know, and we went to this Disneyland, and some of the things that we said that are said by these people on the ride are offensive to us.
Tell me, on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland, and I don't know if anybody out there, people not familiar with it.
Well, it's a ride that takes you through a make-believe jungle, you know.
Yeah, it goes through different jungles of the world. Africa, Southeast Asia.
I don't know.
All right, but I'm just letting my audience know. And you take this jungle boat.
Yes, that's right.
And so the attendants on the jungle ride, the guys who pretend like they're riverboat captains, have a certain thing that they say that you found offensive.
Let me, if you could not talk, let me talk, because...
I'm forgive me, sir. I was just trying to give people a little background.
Yeah, let me explain, because I don't know that you're explaining. Some of the things this attendant said, this person you said looks like a captain, are offensive. He said at one point...
Can you give us an example?
Yes, he said to raise your hand if this is your first time on the cruise, you know. So we raised our hand, and this man said, Disney policy is you're the first to go overboard, you know.
And you know that this is intended as humor, right? It's a script?
No, but please let me finish speaking before you interrupt me. The problem is that while you may see these comments as benign, you might see these comments as humorous, that you are aware of the prejudice against you. You see, these comments come off very threatening to people who are of Arab descent.
You don't think you're really going to get tossed overboard, do you?
No, that may not be. It may be. I don't know. But the comments are insensitive. You know, the other thing that we found, this particular ride, this man said, take a look at the dock, wave goodbye, because this is the last time you're going to see them, you know. This is offensive to me and to people of Arab descent coming from a part of the world where people do disappear. In fact, people disappear even more than they do here in America, you know.
All right. As I gather this, Mr. Fanin, you are asking from Disney the same sensitivity that they showed women when they changed the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, in that you want this script somehow altered?
Yes, because this pirate of the Caribbean was not as serious.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say it's not as serious?
You interrupt me so much, I'm losing my train of thought.
Sir, I'm sorry, but I have to move my show along here. Why is Pirates of the Caribbean not as serious? Because the women wanted to change because there was a pirate chasing a woman around. It looked like it was rape.
On that ride, the woman is being chased by a pirate. People thought she was going to be raped, but she's smiling, you know, she's laughing, you know. It's not the same thing when you're being threatened. It's not the same to look at a made-up person who's being chased, you know, with a smile, as opposed to being threatened by a real person, you know. And
you feel this is a threat?
Yes, but you must let me finish. this jungle ride for this man makes a joke of a person of color who's in danger for his life. We saw him scaling a tree or something to get a rhinoceros, you know, and he thinks he's funny, you know. I don't think it's funny to see a person of color being tortured that way, by having him almost get stabbed by this rhinoceros or this kind of thing, you know.
And so while it may be a joke...
Well, yes, while it may be the joke, you know, it's not a funny joke to people of Arab descent who don't find... Already we feel this prejudice in your country, and to go to Disneyland, which is supposedly a place where it, you know, there is not... the threat to be threatened like this is unacceptable, and we demand that there be some changes made.
All right, with me is Raj Faneen, United Arab Brotherhood Foundation, on the jungle ride at Disneyland being insensitive to Arabs, people of color. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Were you not aware of this ride until you went on it?
No, I've avoided going to this place. Not Disneyland. It's not, you know, not my, you know, I don't go there. But because of this propaganda, my child said I want to go. And they said, okay, you know, we'll take you to Disneyland. But to go into a place that is supposedly a family place and to witness this kind of thing is, for me, very disturbing. You know, they had...
Tell me about the skulls.
Yes, there was a boat that had skulls in the boat. And this joke was... it looks like these people are trying to get ahead, you know.
And well, you understand. Just please let me interrupt you this far.
But, Mr. Henry, when you interrupt me, I lose my train of thought. I'm trying to say to you.
But let me interrupt you this far. I just want to be clear. You know that these guys are joking.
Yes, I know this joke. Yes. But I also know he's joking when you say, you know, did you hear that Hitler killed himself? No, I didn't. Why? Because he got the gas bill. You know, this is an insensitive joke.
Absolutely.
It's not funny to anyone.
I agree with that.
So why would you allow a joke like that, you know, to make fun of Arabs, but you can't allow Jew jokes, you know? And
First of all, the word Jew, it's Jewish people. We don't call them Jews. Secondly, you're right. I want to get more information from you as to why the Jungle Cruise ride specifically is offensive.
But you see, if you would forgive me, if you would shut your mouth and let me finish what I'm saying, you know.
Sir, I'm listening to what you're saying.
But you're interrupting. I'm saying to you that the Disneyland ride, the jungle ride, with these men dressed as these riverboat captain, and he says, we're going to throw you in, you know, we're going to wave goodbye, you'll never come back. You know, this is a very frightening thing to Arab people. Very frightening. And my son said to me, Daddy, and it makes me almost want to cry to think of it. He said to me, Daddy, are we going to be okay? And I said, yes. And I had to hold my son through this ride.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is George. George, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I was born in Lebanon. I was raised there. I lived there for 16 years. And I don't agree with the caller saying that he was threatened by Disneyland comments. I mean, I don't understand why he would be threatened. It's something that they say.
Have you been to this ride, sir?
No, sir. I have not been on that ride. But just from listening to him, it just sounds to me like he's just, I don't know, he's just, it doesn't make any sense to me why he feels threatened.
If you've not been to this ride, I don't know how you can make this comment that...
Well, I can make it off your comments, sir. I mean, it's obviously he's saying, like, you'll never see the land again. Ooh, you know, it's a Disney
land. I know this is a joke. I know that, but it is a bad
bad taste?
Yes, it's a bad taste joke, you know, to make to Arab people.
I mean, you can't just say that Arabs wanted this to change. No, you do not represent the Arab community by saying that.
No, we represent the United Arab Brotherhood Foundation.
I don't think you represent all of them. From where are you from, Michigan?
I'm from California.
I don't think you represent everybody. I mean, you know.
No, we have some 200 people. We are demanding that these changes be made. You see, women can say the pirate of the Caribbean ride must be changed, but Arab people, no, we can't say it because we're scum, you know. And
no, you're not. Nobody said you were scum. That's the kind of things that give us a bad name in this country. It's people like you whining about things like that and saying nobody said you were scum.
No, Disney thinks we're scum.
Who thinks you're a scum?
The Disney organization to put me on this ride, to show me this man, a man of color, being tortured by a rhinoceros and this kind of thing.
You're not even a man of color. What are you talking about?
We are...
Middle Eastern people are considered white. Look it up.
Yes, it's true. But still, in America, people who are... of color or non-white people, you know. All I'm saying to you is that this Disney ride represents a reminder of the prejudice against their people.
What prejudice? You live in Saudi Arabia. There is no war there. There is no prejudice there. What prejudice are you talking about?
Because of this man who is tortured.
No, hold on. Let me explain. On the part of the ride, there's a man climbing a tree, and there's a rhinoceros trying to get at him with his horn. And the joke is, looks like he's going to get it in the end, right?
Yes, he's a man of color, and he's a man that's being tortured. But for you, this is funny. To a white man, this is funny. To me, it's not funny, you know.
Okay, well, to you, it's not funny. That's fine. But don't say it's not funny because
you're
Arabic.
Let me ask George, you're Arab, Arab-American. Does that sound funny to you?
Well, yeah.
Well, a guy's going to get a horn in the rear end from a rhinoceros.
George has been brainwashed by the culture he's lived in, you know. Are you Arab?
What's that?
Did you say you're Arab?
Yes, I was born in Lebanon. I lived 16 years in a war-torn country. I mean, you can't tell me to strand you. You can't tell me that.
If you go to Disneyland, you will. I can assure you.
Oh my God!
All right, look at George. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Mr. Raj Fanin with the UABF and the Disneyland Jungle Ride. Is a threatening ride to Arabs. The guys who play the part of the jungle boat captain use lines like "you're going to get thrown overboard," and they show, you know, natives almost getting it in the rear end with a rhinoceros horn and so on and so forth, which he finds patently offensive to Arabs. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Raj Fanin joins us from the United Arab Brotherhood Foundation on the Disneyland Jungle Ride, which they feel is insensitive to Arabs, Arab Americans. The ride has if you've never been on the ride, it's a jungle ride that goes through a faux jungle environment where the captain of the boat, one of the Disney employees, has a scripted joke sheet, but really it's just a lot of jokes about being thrown overboard. And if you, Mr. Fanin, I've been going to Disneyland since I was a little kid, and that script has probably not changed more than two words since I was 10 years old. I mean, it's the same.
Well, first of all, Mr. Fanin, you have a habit of telling people what I think. I'm not, you know, I don't tell people what you think, you know.
Well, have I not articulated what your point of view is?
First of all, we are looking to change the jungle ride so that it's going to be fun for everyone. It's not going to be changed radically, you know. We don't want Arabs or black people to be mocked. But
all right, but to that end, sir...
Excuse me, if you let me finish my point, you know.
No, I got it, sir. I have to move on. To that end, you said that the black man or the black character that is being chased up the tree by the rhinoceros should be a Mexican.
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
You didn't say that to the press?
No, I said if you want to accurately reflect who is carrying the bags for this group. It's not black because black people have moved past. It's not Arab because Arab people would never do, you know. Some people would say it's now the new people who carry the bags is now Mexican. I did not say that. I said it's a compromise you could have a Mexican, but it's not my opinion that that's it.
No, what I mean, you agreed with somebody who said, well, the modern bag carrier is the Mexican, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I did not agree. I said that would be a good compromise. To have, you know, to have a Mexican person. But again, this ride is insensitive to Arabs because the threat of being thrown overboard, I know it's a joke, it's not funny to be thrown overboard, especially if in your country where I come from, Egypt, they drown political dissidents by throwing them under the wheels of a paddle boat, of a steam paddle boat.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Judy. Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Raj Faneen. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
I'm a first-time caller. I had to call because, frankly, this is just about the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Nothing that the caller describes has any specific racial slurs towards Arab Americans. Because the caller has...
I don't know if you know where Egypt is, but it's definitely in Africa, you know, and the Nile River is represented on this ride.
Okay, so all the people who just drowned in Louisiana, should they be offended by it, too, because of a fear of water?
No, ma'am, it's not the jungle. Louisiana, I don't see the connection. I'm sorry.
The connection is that those people would have a right to have a fear of water. You say you have a fear of water,
They're dead, so they don't have a fear of anything now.
Okay, well, their families would.
No, they wouldn't. They love their boats down there.
You're going out of your way to look for things that are offensive when, in fact, they don't.
Well, I offered the compromise. First of all, people in Louisiana are not going to be afraid of boats when the boats save their life. Jesus. Are you kidding?
Okay, well, you...
All right, okay, now hold on.
You're twisting the comparison.
The lady said, did she not, Mr. Henry?
Let's move on here. I think what the lady...
Please, Mr. Henry, don't tell me what to say when
it's my show. So I have to move this on. Now, the lady is saying that you are going out of your way to make an extreme comparison.
If I'm going out of my way to make an extreme comparison, why did my son cry?
I took my daughter when she was four.
He said he would throw my son overboard.
My daughter is 4 years old. She has never lived in a country where she has a fear of being thrown overboard. And she was a little bit afraid on that ride.
Well, then you can imagine.
Guess what?
You can imagine.
I did not take it personally. I didn't ask them to change their policy. And I didn't go out of my way to take offense at somebody.
Well,
it's not offensive.
You let your child be traumatized. That's your business. But for me, I'm going to fight back.
You know what a simple solution would be?
Yes, ma'am.
To not go back on the ride again. If your child was
the
afraid
entire
of...
jungle experience, do you know that this is a part of Mr. Heather? What's it?
Adventureland.
Yes, the entire Adventureland experience is racist from the standpoint that people walk around looking like they're wild animals, you know.
Well, Adventureland, I don't know what you're saying. They've got a trading post, they've got Tom Sawyer's, I don't know what they've got there.
Exactly, you don't know what you're talking about. And when's the last time you were at Disneyland, ma'am?
4 years ago.
Okay, see, you know, it's changed a lot.
Well, how's it changed? I mean...
I went on the same ride that you're talking about, and they said the same things. And my daughter said, is it okay? And I said, yes, it's fine. And
well,
she
did they say...
driving
did,
the
okay,
boat and
did,
having a great time.
Did they say when the black man was being chased by the rhinoceros, did they say, look at the color going up the tree? Did they say that?
No, because they didn't say,
they didn't say look at the colored.
They did not say look at the colored.
Not when you were on it, no. Not when you were on the ride, no.
Not when you were on the ride either.
How do you know, ma'am?
Because they don't say colored in Disneyland.
How do you know that, ma'am?
Mr. Faneen.
Because the NAACP would be all over it.
Mr. Faneen, you can't say, because I can't prove what you're saying is wrong, that it's right. That is not the way to prove a point. Or to,
Standing. They said something to the effect of, look at the darkie. Ma'am, I will tell you.
Sir, if you're going to try to make your point by making things up.
I find this interesting that people think Disneyland, they are not liars. They don't lie. You all think they tell the truth at Disneyland. Why?
Can I ask you
because
a question?
You all. Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to sue about this? Is that what's all in the works here? Is there a lawsuit?
I would ask you, you're a woman. Do you want to see a woman being raped, the pirate of the Caribbean?
That is completely different.
I made my point. Thank you. I made my point.
No,
no
sir,
you
I don't.
Didn't.
No, I scored.
No, I'm sorry.
No, yes, I did.
All right, look, I got a break.
If your child was afraid of money, demand that they take Mickey's ears off?
You know. This is ridiculous.
All right, Judy, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, if I could ask you, when I make a good point, not to keep talking, because then people don't know that I just scored big time. That woman said, I said to her about the rape at the pirate, And she said, oh, you know, I don't want to. I said, yeah, yeah, thank you. How do you like me now, is what I said. You know?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Right. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, well, we can get into that later. Mr. Raj Faneen with me from the UABF on the Jungle Ride at Disneyland. You also made some comments regarding the Mission to the Moon ride. Now, let's just hold on for a minute. This is all about what you call anti-Arab sentiment or an anti-Arab bent to some of these rides.
Well, again, Mr. Andrew, I appreciate that this is your program, you know, but you don't let me finish what I'm saying.
Sir, with all due respect, you have a very methodical way of speaking, which I respect, but it's not fast enough. I got to go. You know, I got to get going here. I got calls to get to.
Let me say this. Disneyland has this mission to the moon. And for me, coming from the most ancient culture in the world, to insult me, you know, do they think I'm stupid? Oh, yeah, sure, that's what it's like to go to the moon. Yeah, right, you know. And so I said to my son, you know, they must think Arabs are so stupid because...
Why do you feel singled out because you're an Arab? They think you're stupid.
Because I come from the most ancient culture in the world. The civilization started at the Tigris and Euphrates River, you know. And so for you to say to me, hey, why don't you go to the mission to the moon? Oh, okay. Jesus. It's insulting, you know. And it's...
What's insulting about it?
Like that's going to be like a moon ride, you know. Like, it didn't even feel like it. Plus, the jungle ride is more to the point that they said the darkie or something like that, you know.
No. I do not believe that anybody at Disneyland said, look at that darkie getting it from the rhinoceros. You're the one who said they ought to have a Mexican.
I said it would be a compromise, is all I said.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, you misconstrued what I'm saying, sir.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, I'd like to speak to your speaker. I'm an Arab American.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to let your audience know that this guy is only representing himself. He's not representing any Arab American.
Well, we have some 200 members of UA.
Yeah, I don't care what you have, sir. You make us look really bad. I think you're just...
Why am I making you look...
You should never go out to any place that's a fun place. You're such an uptight person with an unopened mind. You think everyone's against you. You should just lock yourself inside of the house and never go out any place.
You know,
because you're going to be insulted 24 hours a day.
No, sir, you are Americanized, you know, you're uptight, all these words. You don't remember the ancient culture that you come from. And if you go...
Why don't you go back to your ancient culture, then go back to Egypt and live over there if it's so offensive for you to live here in the United States?
It's not offensive. It's when I go to Disneyland and they say to you, hey, Arab man...
Then you
man,
should never go...
I mean,
that's why I'm
go?
Telling you. You should lock yourself inside of a house, inside of a room, and never go out, leave your house, or leave your door.
But I have something to say. Civil Rights Law 1965 says if you do business with the public, you should do it in a way that is non-racial, it does not offend the...
I go to Disneyland three times a week.
Gotcha.
We are members over there. I take my two little girls three times a month we average going to Disneyland. I don't see any offensive thing, anything about Disneyland. You're supposed to go over there and enjoy yourself, have a good time, and go home. But you're going over there, you know, picking up things. Maybe you're doing this trying to make money on a lawsuit or something. But you're absolutely wrong.
You keep
representing Arabs. You are not representing Arabs.
The Arab people come from an ancient culture. And for you to be Arab man to go and say, hey, Arab man, why don't you go take a moon ride? Yeah, okay. You don't feel offended for yourself or your...
You know, you're lucky that you're even on the radio. This guy would even let an idiot like you sit on the radio show.
I've not called you a name. I've not characterized you personally at all. I'm trying to...
Oh, no, wait a minute. I want to jump in.
But see, Mr. Henry, you interrupt when I'm trying to make a point, you know?
Your points are so full, you know, you're just unbelievable that this guy would even give you any
airtime
at all.
I want to find out what you find offensive about the Mission to the Moon ride.
Everybody knows from Moon Apollo 11. No one has to go on Moon ride. Jesus H.
You know what these rides are for?
You know, it's unbelievable. First of all, sir, you wouldn't know about Apollo 11 were it not Americans that went up there.
Oh, here you go. Now you're going to tell me how great you are? Are you
No, I'm not telling you anything. You're telling me about America being insensitive. Apollo 11, the mission to the moon, that ride is supposed to be a retro ride. You know what I mean by retro? It means it embodies an experience we thought the moon would be about. The whole Tomorrowland theme is about that.
Listen to the double talk. And you're buying this, Mark?
Yes, I'm buying that, sir. I go over there to have a good time. You know, I'm probably never going to be able to go up to the moon.
Right.
This is probably the closest thing that I can imagine that how it would feel going up to the moon. This is the whole idea, is to go there and be a kid again and imagine things.
That's what it is. It's a kid's...
I go over there and all of a sudden I'm 10 years old again. I'm not 44 again, but you go over there, you're like, you know, you probably have been in a cave all your life. I just, you know, I can't believe the things that you're saying.
I'm not in a cave. I don't want my children to be insulted. I don't want my children to be threatened.
Nobody's insulting your children. The only
they're
one that's insulting your children
they're threatening
is
my
yourself.
Children. They're threatening
I feel sorry for your children that you are their father.
They threaten my children, sir. They threaten my children.
How are they threatening your kid when they say the first Disney policy you get thrown overboard?
I'm not an idea.
To an Arab, you might as well tell him you're going to be raped.
Why do you keep saying that? Because you think all of Disneyland geared towards saying just bad things about Arabs. They're bad things.
No, I'm look at my children. First of all, my children can't swim. Okay, and to tell them the.
Wait. Because Disneyland says they're going to throw your kid overboard doesn't mean they're going to throw your kid overboard.
But they can't swim.
Well, maybe you want to teach them how to swim.
You know, you can laugh at me now, Mr. Henry, but remember, you laugh at an Arab man.
This is not laughing. He's laughing at you as person that you're such an idiot. He's not listening. He's not laughing as an Arab man or any kind of man.
Are you getting out of your car or not?
Excuse me?
I hear your door is open.
I'm getting out of my car because
So go.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
I can't believe this guy would waste his time.
If the guy's going or leaving, if you're staying, you're staying. If you're going, you're going. What do you, I mean, in the background, I'm hearing ding, ding, ding.
I keep saying that you're representing Arab.
I am trying to say that for Arab children, who many of them can't swim, to be told they're going to be thrown overboard.
Not only Arab kids can't swim, sir. You go to the East Coast, half of the kids there can't swim. You know, you go to California, 95%
of
the kids
can't
swim.
They know that threatens the black man when you say you're going to be thrown overboard. No black man has a good time on that ride.
What are you talking about, no black man or no Arab? You're such a goddamn ignorant guy. You're unbelievable.
No, I'm saying
that's ridiculous.
They know that black people can't
swim. You're such a ridiculous person. You're unbelievable.
All right, Mark, I got to run. I got to take a break.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick.
1-800-449. I'm sorry, Mark. I got to run. 1-800-449-8686. To say that Disney is now insulting black people because they know most of them can't swim and they say they're going to get thrown overboard?
No, I did not say this. I said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I said that the perception is there. And if they say you're going to get thrown overboard, people will look at black people sympathetically and embarrass them.
So a black guy on the Jungle Cruise ride with his family, if they say they're going to get thrown overboard, then the other folks look sympathetically at the black people, and that embarrasses them.
Yes.
What a jackass. 1-800, yes, sir?
You know, Mr. Henry, car bombs go off every day in Baghdad. You're calling me a jackass?
Yeah, why don't you hold on? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
He's an important man to me and to a lot of Americans.
Who?
Chris Schenkel.
No, Mr. Henry, I don't know this man. I'm talking to you about Disneyland and the racism that the Jungle Ride coats my son in. And
sir, I know what you're talking. I just mentioned to you Chris Schenkel in passing because he's a sportscaster just passed on.
I don't care. You know, you're
But I have a little bit of respect for me and for other Americans who remember him, that's all.
What is his name?
Chris Schenkel. Yes, sir?
Schenkel, Schmenkel, you know, I don't care, you know.
Let the record show that I'm having respect for you, even though you're having a great deal of disrespect for me.
What are you talking about? Well, you know, you talk about being a baby. you know.
You're the guy that's afraid he's going to get thrown overboard on the jungle ride, man. That's what I'm laughing about, huh?
You know, you couldn't laugh, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm laughing now. 1-800-449-8686. Elaine, go ahead.
Yes, sir. In regards to the gentleman who, one, your child cannot swim. As parents in America, we usually teach our children to swim so that if they're walking by anything, a pond, a puddle in the road or whatever, they are not
Well, then how come people drown? How come people drown in this country? Hey, see?
Perhaps because we don't have more parents who teach them. And are you here in the country for a specific purpose? Are you here just to knock the culture?
I want to enjoy this country, but everywhere I turn, there's some idiot, you know. Excuse me.
You know, I was grown up thinking that the Arab people had us all on flying carpets, when in reality I realized that may just be something of a fantasy for amusement. I don't actually think that you fellows ride around on carpets.
What
I have
mean?
One of your carpets, and it doesn't do anything
when I ask it to. I've come to your country. Have you been to mine? No.
See? No, but my husband has worked there and brings back quite a bit of your culture in my home. I have quite a bit of Arabic. The Arabic people do not exactly have the best human rights towards women. I am a woman. I would not feel safe in your country according to some of your customs. I have not been to this particular ride.
Well, you say you had my customs. So you got a little plastic sphinx your husband bought at the airport.
No. He doesn't do plastic. He believes in bringing home art from overseas.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but do you know who Chris Schenkel is? For instance, I want to give you an example. Do you know who Chris Schenkel is?
No, sir, I apologize.
Schenkel Schwenkel, right? That's what you...
No, he is a sports...
Chris Schenkel, Elaine, Chris Schenkel, for those of us who follow broadcasting, was one of the greats, longtime broadcaster, lot of great sports. Have a little respect for my culture and for...
can I ask the lady a question?
Yes.
I want to ask the lady.
All right, we lost the... Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Do you have little, like, mummy figurines?
No, I do not.
Well...
I have expensive pieces of art from the Saudi world.
You think that her husband is buying this stuff in the airport?
Well...
Please don't insult me like that.
Well, ma'am, people say to me, I have art from Egypt, and you go to their house, and they've got, like, a globe, you know, a snow globe.
No, sir. He knows the real thing from the trinkets. We do not sell our home souvenirs. You have beautiful pieces of art that are brought from over there, and he works over there and brings me a counterpoint.
Now, here's the big question. Did he bring them out legally?
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
You know, there's a lot of art, antiquity being stolen from my country.
No. He has not worked in Egypt. He has worked quite a bit extensively in the Arab world, and yes, everything is brought out legally. How does that tie into whether you take your child...
Yeah, no kidding, Disneyland. Something? What has this got to do with anything?
Because most people's impressions of my country and my culture, they formed when they went to see the mummy with Boris Karloff, you know. That's what, you know, come on.
That's what I'm saying, sir. If I were to believe everything I saw on TV or that I read in a book...
Well, you sound like an intelligent lady. Forgive me, but you have to understand, I've been talking to nothing but imbeciles.
And well, sir, we have both intelligent and imbeciles in this country and around the world. But my point is, sir, I do not believe... I have a beautiful rug, Arabic rug, on my floor. I do not believe for a moment that
head,
even though...
Know. Uh-huh.
That even though I, that even though I have read all my life that, you know, you guys fly on your little carpets, I don't believe for a moment that my beautiful carpet is going to get up and dance around the room. Disneyland is a form of entertainment for children.
Exactly.
If your children are not...
It's a good point, Elaine. I gotta take a break, Elaine. Thank you very much.
No, wait. I just saw this guy Schenkel on the...
This guy Schenkel?
Yeah. Did he wear a lot of turtlenecks?
Yes.
That's him.
All right, look at Elaine. Thank you.
Jesus.
What? Hey, watch it. Busted on Chris Schenkel.
Well, look at the bad man.
The bad man. I'll come through the freaking fiber optics on you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Another call here for Raj Fanin. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go here to Chris. Hello, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I've got one comment I guess I'm wanting to say here. You know, he represents 200 Arabs. I represent millions of U.S. citizens, of millions all across this world that are Christian. And the way that he uses the word...
The caller gets to talk, okay?
No, he interrupted me when I was...
Let me make my point.
You said
I represent millions of Christians, and we don't like the way you use the word Jesus.
I never said Jesus.
In your answers, you said it four times. Very disparaging.
What did I say?
You said it. You said somebody says something you don't like. You say Jesus.
Yes, I'm praying.
That's not
I'm
the
praying.
Way we use the word Jesus.
I am praying
if
to Jesus to deliver me from the idiot.
In the same way that you use the word Jesus, it would be you would find it very offensive. And
I
represent millions.
I don't care.
Of Christians.
Doesn't
millions.
Bother me. Doesn't bother
and
me.
And the problem that you have. Is that you want to come to this country and get
Jesus,
all the
Jesus,
rights
Jesus,
of freedom
Jesus,
of speech
Jesus,
and,
grow
and,
up.
And you want to have
no,
all
pray.
That,
Jesus,
but you want to
me
be the first one to cry
please,
that people are not
you know, Jesus,
are
please,
sensitive to please, your please, culture. Please, and this is
the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR.